of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Mets trying to get the bats going here as we start the fourth inning, seven-inning game. It's 2-0. Fort Myers out hitting the Mets 5-1. Chase Eastep rips a ball in a right, but that's going to be hooked foul. Eastep had a sharp single late on Tuesday. Today he's popped out. And Marco Raya has looked really good. The 0-2 pitch, it's low. Sinking fastball at 88. Raya just 36 pitches entering this inning through three scoreless, just one single and one hit batter. And he gets a swing and a miss on the changeup and strikes out Eastep. That's his fifth strikeout.
Going halfway there, fans, to three Gibson Peso.
You know, they have the they have the promotion, free chips and queso at Moe's. If Muscles pitcher strike out 10 in a game. But to do that in a seven-inning game, that's tough. Tough to do it in nine innings. Maybe not. Not in this league anymore. A lot of everybody swinging from their shoe tops all the time. But 10 strikeouts in seven innings. I just made the announcement. They're halfway there. So it's a close pace. As DeAndre Smith fouls away a pitch and then takes a slider up and in. And like we said at the start of the broadcast, Raya kind of like the Muscles version of Ziegler. Highly touted, but doesn't pitch that deep into games. There's already a reliever throwing in Fort Myers' bullpen. As this curveball goes high at 79. And despite pitching extremely well, he does not appear long for this game. Pitches up. 3-1. And a strong breeze blowing in from the west. Usually a foreboding sign, but no rain imminent. And there's a pitch up high for ball four. And the first walked batter, by Ryan.
Kevin
DeAndre down to first. Kevin Kendall due to hit, and pitching coach Carlos Hernandez will take a stroll to the mound. Reminder of what's coming up. Got game two later on this evening. Then we are going to have a nine-inning game on Saturday at 7 o'clock and a nine-inning game on Sunday at 1 o'clock. That will conclude the series and the regular season. The Palm Beach Cardinals officially clinched their playoff berth on Tuesday night. They officially clinched the division on Wednesday. So that is the Mets' playoff opponent. Game one at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium on Tuesday. That will be on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network radio only, just like you're listening to now. And then game two will be next Thursday, and that will be on MILB TV. Game three, if necessary, on Friday on MILB TV. Mound visit over. Kevin Kendall will bat, but not before another pickoff throw. Kendall waits while DeAndre Smith is called safe. Kendall struck out swinging in the second. Hit 321 with St. Lucie last year, being drafted in the seventh round of UCLA. Fouls this one straight back. He was a big part of the Mets' offense down the stretch, coming from behind in the standings to clip Jupiter on the last day of the season. Mariah's 0-1 pitch bounced in the dirt. Fort Myers, meanwhile, still waiting to find out who its playoff opponent will be next Tuesday. Muscles have won the first half. They've really struggled in the second half, but are starting to pick it up. They can win their fifth straight game. They can hold on to this 2-0 lead in game one. There's a check swing for a strike. So they have used the last week and a half to sharpen up, trying to get a little healthier and in sync. They've done a nice job of that. 1-2 pitch is fouled away. Not a good sign as the tarp crew has assembled down by the grounds crew area. The tarp is rolled up, but it does not have the nice cover on it that we all like to see. 1-2 pitch, a changeup. Kendall lays off. Two balls and two strikes. DeAndre Smith leaning back to first, and he's chased back in. He's safe. Mariah has really been preoccupied with the Mets base runners. There's only been three. He's using all of his step-offs. 2-2 pitch, check swing, doesn't matter, it's a called strike. Kendall will challenge the call. It is a strike. So, call upheld, strikeout stands. The sixth strikeout for Raya. And the Mets, 0-2 in challenges, have one left the rest of game one. Over half a game to go. Two outs and Dominguez up. He struck out in the second. And he waves at a sharp slider here for strike one. Strikeout walk and a strikeout on the inning. Fastball too far inside. A challenge by the Mighty Muscles. It stays a ball. That was asked for by the catcher, Cardenas. So home plate umpire today, Rob Ginther, having a good game. Been challenged three times, and he's been right. A 1-1 pitch is a slider low. You know, we've had the challenge system all season, and I am surprised at how, I don't know, poorly is the word, or inconsistent, but I thought the players would be getting better at the challenge system by the end of the season. I think they were better early. Dominguez crushes the ball deep left field, but it's hooking plenty foul. And that got a rise out of the Mets dugout, and that was way out of here. Even into the teeth of the wind. It got way out of the ballpark. It's also way foul. And Dominguez is on a homerless streak. He hasn't hit a homer since that Lakeland series almost a month ago. 2-2 pitch. And he takes a slider for a third strike, and he's going to burn the last challenge. Well, they said no. Why? They got one left. Well, Dominguez strikes out looking, not granted the challenge. Three strikeouts in the inning. Raya, an excellent start. Seven strikeouts in four scoreless innings with one hit. Robbie Robinson in discussion with the umpire right there. I'm going to come back and let you know if that was a strike or not. I'm pretty sure the Mets have one left, but it was not allowed right there.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Now let's get back to the action.
Now the stats portal that tracks every pitch with the Hawkeye system is slow to update. I'm still waiting to see if that pitch was a called strike, and there it is. It's now populating. Was it a strike or not? It was. Okay, so Mets would have lost the challenge, their third challenge, but the way the umpire said no to the request, it makes me believe that the Mets are out of challenge. As Robbie Robinson was in discussion with them, talking to the Fort Myers broadcast crew, they only had the Mets using two challenges as well. So maybe we can get that sorted out. Joel Diaz is taking over on the mound for the Mets in the bottom of the fourth. It's 2-0 Fort Myers. So Miguel Alfonseca, a one-out pitcher, cleaned up the third inning. He surrendered a hit to the only batter he faced, but the Mets started that rundown relay. Aguiar, the batter. The first two pitches are balls, and then he swings out in front of a changeup at 83. Oh, boy. Lightning in the area, and they're asking fans to shelter in place. Players will play on.
Yeah.
3-1 pitch is outside, and you know, I understand making the announcement, but to do it in the middle of action, like during pitches, that's I don't know. It would be somewhat distracting. But there is a lot of loud rumbling, and there was a flash of lightning. But I'm trying to figure out where it's coming from, because looking to our north, east, and west, it looks okay as this pitch is fouled away. And it's all been coming from the west. But, yeah, mass exodus from the stands. Meanwhile, the players, yeah, I guess just stay out there exposed. Misael Urbina at the plate, and he takes a curveball for a ball. It looked pretty good. I wonder if the Mets will try another challenge to being told that Dominguez couldn't. Throw over to first, and Aguiar is back in safely. The Mets have walked 5 mighty muscles today. So not only does it look like the batters are a little rusty coming off of the 2 straight off days, but pitchers as well. Ziegler, 28 strikes out of 60 total pitches. And there's a ball fouled away, and now Diaz, an opening walk. This pitch is fouled away. And they've just waved the teams off the field. And they're going to roll the tarp out. Oh, man. Well, should we really be surprised? And this is not an official game. Even though it's a 7-inning game, you got to get through 5. Or at least the top of the 5th of the home team leading. Top of the 4th of the home team leading in a 7-inning game does not exactly get you there. So we're not an official game. Tarp being rolled onto the field. This must be a preemptive strike. Get the words out, Adam. You see, this is what happens when you go into two straight rainouts and delayed start. The broadcaster can't speak either. Now, this has got to be preemptive because it's not raining. There's looks pretty good out there, honestly. So it's got to be coming from the south. And now we'll just wait to make sure the tarp's in the fields, and we'll go into a rain delay, weather delay, lightning delay. It's a delay. So without rain falling, the tarp is going to get on the field rather easily. It's always an adventure when it's pouring out there and the tarp gets heavy. But they have gotten the tarp nearly to third base, almost over the plate, and there it is. So we have entered a rain delay. Fort Myers has a 2-0 lead in the bottom of the fourth. Runner on first, nobody out. And we'll keep you updated on stluciemets.com and on Twitter at St. Lucie Mets with when this game will resume. But once again, it is not an official game, even though it's bottom four of a 7-inning game. You got to get through five. Stay up to date, stluciemets.com and at St. Lucie Mets on Twitter for further information regarding this game. But right now, we are in a weather delay with Fort Myers up 2-0 in the fourth. Welcome back to Hammond Stadium. For those of you still out there listening, probably not very many. If there are, hat tip to you, my great appreciation. We are getting closer to resuming play here in Fort Myers after a lengthy mid-game rain delay. Did not write down the exact time we went into a delay, probably around the 6:40 area, 6:40 p.m. Eastern time. When he entered the delay, there was a runner on base with nobody out in the bottom of the fourth inning. Fort Myers batting up 2-0. And we are set to resume play in this seven-inning game. It will be the only game tonight. We are not doing a doubleheader today. That's because by the time this game one finishes up and you take the required 30-minute break and you're getting ready to start game two, we're going to be looking at past 10 o'clock. So instead, just one single seven-inning game today. Going to finish out basically the final three innings of this one. Then we will have a doubleheader tomorrow starting at 4:30 and then a single nine-inning game on Sunday. What an absolute mess we've had this week here in Fort Myers. We had the great start with the single nine-inning game on time, no delays on Tuesday, and basically it's been a train wreck with the weather since. Now, we had a postponed game on Wednesday. We had a postponed doubleheader on Thursday. We had an hour and 7 minute delayed start to this game. We had an over hour and 20 minute, nearly 2 hour delay mid game. And then we're gonna try to finish this up and play two tomorrow and one on Sunday. And good luck with that. But this is certainly not the way the Mets and the Mighty Muscles want to end the regular season, trying to gain some momentum before the postseason. And for the Mets, this game itself has not gone particularly well. At the plate in their four innings at the plate, mustered just one hit and one hit batter and one walk against Marco Raya. He's certainly out of the game. Mets used Miguel Alfonseca for one pitch to get out of the third inning. Joel Diaz threw eight pitches in the bottom of the fourth, didn't get an out. The rain delay too long, Mets knocked him out of the game. And now Javier Atencio is going to be the new pitcher. He was scheduled to start game two of this doubleheader, which, again, will not happen. Actually, a pretty nice crowd has been coming through the gates here at Hammond Stadium. Their big fireworks night, their last fireworks night of the regular season, and they're going to shoot the fireworks off. And right before we were set to resume, I was looking and who was going to pitch for the Mets? Who was going to come out and take over for Diaz? I looked down in the Mets bullpen, and nobody was throwing in the bullpen. The bullpen was left untarped during that rain delay, so they waited for the grounds crew to get down there, tend to the mound in the bullpen so Atencio could throw, and then at that point, just forget it. Do the warm-up on the mound on the field, and that's what Javier Atencio has just done. So, if it can go wrong, it will go wrong. What law is that? Whatever one it is, it's right. Here we go. We're resuming play. Carlos Aguiar is on first base. Count is 1-2 to Misael Urbina. That's where we left off before the lengthy delay, which is about an hour and 50 minutes. First pitch as we resume is yanked foul. And Urbina ready to swing. He was out in front of the changeup at 84 miles an hour and smoked it, but plenty foul. Again, 2-0. No outs, a runner on first, bottom of the fourth of a seven-inning game, the only game tonight. So we're back at it. There's a ground ball. The short could be two. Kendall shuffles to second. Smith, easy throw to first. That's a double play. The Mets looking for some sort of spark in this series. Hard to get it when you're barely playing. Maybe that'll be it. 6-4-3 double play. So that will officially end the line for Joel Diaz. No hits and no runs for Joel. And that begins the night for Atencio. Two down and Noah Miller the batter. And he will take this pitch low. So what do you have? You had about an hour and 50-minute delay mid-game. An hour and 7-minute delayed start. So about 3 hours with the delays just to play one single 7-inning game. That's left over from Tuesday. And it's Friday, right? Left over from Wednesday, excuse me. Miller swings and misses at the pitch, changeup. And Atencio has his first strike of the at-bat. It's 2-1. Miller 0 for 2 with the strikeout and a flyout. And he foul tips the changeup. Heavy doses of the change for Atencio. And it's 2-2. And the slider up high at 80. Looking around the Mets defense, I do not spy any changes. Ocampo still catching. Kendall still at short as this pitch is lined over Kendall's head into shallow left, a base hit for Miller. And Chase Estep still at third. Kendall at short, DeAndre Smith at second, Salazar at first, Dominguez in right, Murphy in center, Ryland Thomas in left, and again Campos, the rehabbing high A catcher behind the plate. Tanner Schobel is up. He's not been retired in this game. A walk and a double, and he takes one high. Ben Ross hit a homer to lead off the second inning. Schobel a double to lead off the third, and he scored on a ground out. And that's the scoring for Fort Myers as this pitch is inside. Mets have not scored today. They've only gotten one hit, a single for Tanner Murphy. Kevin Parada was hit by a pitch, and DeAndre Smith has taken a walk. So Mets have been held to three singles in 13 innings in this series. 2-0 pitch coming, and it's taken high. Fort Myers' pitching staff has not been very good in the second half. They were the best pitching staff by a mile in the first half. All those guys got promoted to high A Cedar Rapids. They've had the second worst team ERA in the second half. But they have had a tremendous series against the Mets. And hard to argue with shutout ball and three singles in 13 innings. Atencio has fallen behind Schobel 3-0. And the 3-0 pitch is high for ball four. So he came in and quickly got a double play ball, but a single and a walk. And now Fort Myers is in a two-out spot where hit could bring home another crucial run. And for Mets pitching today, that is the sixth walk of the night. Again, I think everybody's so out of sorts right now. You say that, but Fort Myers is not. That being said, Fort Myers has dealt with this all season long. As this pitch is a ball low, over a third of their games have been weather affected, either delayed, suspended, postponed, canceled. So it's just another day in the life for the Muscles. And the Mets have had a pretty charmed season weather-wise until they rolled over here. There's a changeup for a strike, and finally, after five straight balls, Atencio back in the strike zone. And again, the Mets bullpen is still being tended to by the grounds crew way out down the right field line. So Atencio did not get to work in the bullpen as he throws this one inside. Just some light work on the main mound. 2-1 on Cardenas, who has popped up and walked. Foul the ball on a changeup at 83. Two balls and two strikes. Other scores from around the Florida State League, I don't think many teams have fared much better. Bradenton and Clearwater, crucial game for Bradenton. Doubleheader at 4 o'clock, suspended in the first inning. Top of the first inning, Bradenton put up five. So So I'll have to pick that up tomorrow. Tampa and Daytona had a doubleheader scheduled. They've rerouted that to a single nine-inning game. And that game just got started a little while ago. 2-2 pitch coming from Atencio. And it's a line drive over the glove of Kendall into left field. And in comes Miller to score. It's 3-0 Fort Myers. A single, a walk, and a single, all with two outs, and the base is empty. And a run scores, and it's 3-0. Well, that ball, I think, got a piece of Kevin Kendall's glove. But it ended up hitting the grass. So the Mets looking really good to get out of the inning after that crucial double play. And it's going to be an inning that results in a run scored. And the hole gets deeper. Fort Myers has scored in three straight innings as Cardenas knocks in a run with two outs. First and second again for Ben Ross. He has homered and popped out. And Fort Myers now out-hitting the Mets 7-1 tonight. As this pitch is a ball high. And so the Mets need some momentum, need something good to happen. They got the double play. Was that the spark? It would appear not. And there's a pitch for a strike. And Schobel on second, Cardenas on first, Ross who homered in the second, his third of the year to the straight left field. In a 1-1 count. And the slider down and in. Tencio's been really good for the Mets this year. This is his 10th game, his second relief appearance. He's got a 1.91 ERA, had a long stint on the injured list, ended up helping the FCL team get to the playoffs, and he actually was there starting pitcher in their one-game playoff loss to Tampa, although he did not give up a run. And clearly he's scuffling here to end this inning after the double play. Ground ball, diving stop by Kevin Kendall, and he cannot get off a throw. He was hoping maybe to throw to third base. That would have been his only try, but he lost the ball out of the mitt. It'll be a base hit for Ben Ross. And all three hits so close to Kevin Kendall, and every one of them eludes him.
Kalani Rosario.
So Kalani Rosario will bat after four straight men reach base after the double play ball. Walk, single, or single, walk, single, single, and we will have a mound visit. 3-0 Fort Myers, a run in the second, third, and now fourth, trying for multiple runs and maybe to break this game open against the slumping Mets offense. Paul Gervais is now starting to throw in the Mets bullpen. And Atencio came in, and I think on his second pitch got a double play. It was his second pitch. And he's throwing 20 more, looking for that last out. Rosario's pitch, or rather pitch taken by Rosario for a ball outside. Rosario has singled and driven in a run on a ground out today. Change up for a strike. Slider, too high. The Mets might have wanted to challenge that. That's the other thing we did not figure out during the delay is how many challenges the Mets have left. Everybody up here thinks the Mets have two, but when Carlos Dominguez tried to challenge a pitch before the rain delay, he was not allowed. The umpire thought they had three. Brown ball, stopped by Kevin Kendall, throws to third for the force out. That one was running away from him. But he managed to keep his feet, field it backhanded, and got the throw off to third base in Estep. that beat Cardenas to the bag, and that is how the inning ends. Boy, all four balls hit against Atencio. Five balls hit against Atencio in the area of shortstop. Three for hits, two for outs, and that is the end of the fourth inning. But a crucial run scores for the Mighty Muscles, who now take a 3-0 lead to the final three innings.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Mets batting in the fifth inning. It'll be Oscar Campos facing the new pitcher, Kyle Jones. Well, the starter, Marco Raya, as this pitch is in for a strike from Jones. It looked like he was going to be done after four innings. They had Jones warming up as Raya ended the top of the fourth. So he got his full work in as Campos shoots this one into right field for a base hit. He's now 3-for-4 in a St. Lucie uniform. It's a start for the Mets, who get the leadoff man on for the first time tonight. We'll bring up Eduardo Salazar, who struck out on three pitches in the second inning. As I mentioned last time he came up, this is his first game since last Saturday. So with all the rainouts and the Monday off day, could be a little rusty. First pitch, fastball high from Jones. Raya, four innings, one hit, no runs, one walk, one hit batter, seven strikeouts. He had a stretch of four strikeouts and five batters. And a late swing and a miss on a fastball. So now, little known about Jones, assigned to Fort Myers at the start of this series, a draft pick in the seventh round out of the University of Toledo this summer. Salazar chases one up high, and it's one and two. And then his pro debut August 19th with the FCL Twins. Worked one inning. Jones's pitch is chased for strike three. And Salazar strikes out on three consecutive pitches. I don't think any of them were strikes. I'm guessing Kyle Jones is a smart guy. He majored in mechanical engineering. And this baseball thing doesn't work out for him, I'm sure he'll be just fine. He's got a long path ahead as he takes the ball and throws it inside to Ryland Thomas, who's 0-for-1 at the flyout. And the pitch inside at 94. 2-0. 3-0 Fort Myers, top of the fifth of a seven-inning game. As this ball is spoiled foul. That was like a Clover Park ricochet. Hit the wall of the suites, the top of the stands, and then bounce back down to the fans below in the cheap seats. Pitch is high. It's 3-1. Actually, it was not a bad little crowd. I think the rain scared a lot of people away. They were going to come, and maybe some of those who were already here left. The almost two-hour delay long enough, but a hardy bunch have held out for the fireworks. 3-2 with one out. Campos probably not taking off, not as a catcher. He's not. Pitches a curveball for a third strike, and Thomas knew it. Did not expect that. So from 3-1 to a strikeout, Mets have now struck out nine times before the end of the fifth inning. And it's a strikeout fest as this team is just out of sorts at the plate. Can't play a game on time. Can't play with any regularity. No Omar De Los Santos facing tough pitchers as this pitch is swung on and missed a fastball at 91 that had some late movement. Murphy, a pop out and a single. One of the two Mets hits. A slider or a strike on the corner. Correction, that might have been that cutter again. Oh, it's too fast to be a slider. Unless the guy is the second coming of Jacob DeGrom. 0-2 on Murphy. Curveball, and that's shot into right field. And it will be caught on a leap by Aguiar. Not a good read at all from the right fielder. Lucky it didn't go over his head. He had to jump up for that. So after a leadoff single by Campos, he never made it off first base. Two strikeouts and a flyout. It's the fifth inning stretch tonight. Fort Myers with a 3-0 lead.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights, dude. Subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you talk burgers.
Seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Let's go back to the field.
If this is your credit card, please go to the guest services booth.
Javier Atencio looking for a cleaner inning in the fifth. Throws ball one outside to Keone Cavaco. Flat and a walk for Cavaco, the 2019 first rounder. Started to talk about his troubles when he came up to plate in the second inning, but Cavaco, a high draft pick in 2019 out of high school, way higher than people thought he should have gone. It was a controversial pick at the time in Twins land, and it has not worked out as he, of course, just got his feet wet in 2019, didn't play in 2020. Last year, he essentially asked out at the last end of the season. He left the team. Basically said he was done. Talking to Fort Myers broadcaster John Vita, said he's been a different player this year. That's at least shown in the stats. And here he flies one way out to left field, and Cavaco has his second long home run of the series. takes a hanging slider and belts it way up into the grass berm for the kids. That's his 11th home run of the season. It's a 4-0 lead for Fort Myers, and the Mighty Muscles have now scored in four straight innings. Cavaco did not miss the hanging slider from Ocampo on Tuesday, and he did not miss that one from Atencio today. And at this time last year, he was basically packed up and went home. This time, a year later, slugging home runs against the Mets. And a look of exasperation on Atencio after that home run. Thought he was going to be on to something tonight with that double play on the second pitch. He's been way off, as this pitch is a check swing strike on appeal. Drew Crone, the replacement umpire, down the first baseline, has had a tough night. I don't think that was a swinging strike. Mets will take it. Pitch is outside. 2-1. And this ball grounded weakly out to DeAndre Smith at second. Throws to first, and that retires Baez, who had been 2-for-2. And the home run for Cavaco was hit 107 miles per hour off the bat. 25-degree launch angle went 400 feet. That was absolutely demolished. Knee-high inner half. Pitch is fouled off by Aguiar. Second pitch ball, it's 1-1. Pop up left side, but that has a chance to get to the seats, and it will. They did the Florida State League update. Well, didn't finish it. Palm Beach is up 5-1 in the bottom of the fourth in Dunedin. Like, Palm Beach won the division a couple of days ago, but they keep winning against Dunedin. These are games Dunedin has to have. And Dunedin was a hot team coming in, but Palm Beach just too hotter, as Atencio has a time called here. He needs a new rosin bag. And we wait and wait, and they don't have one for him. There's the bat boy. And he's got a new one. All right, so Dunedin came in with a magic number of essentially 2. Dunedin's losing. The team that's got the best chance to hunt Dunedin down is Bradenton, but Bradenton already suspended tonight, as this pitch is a ball low. But Bradenton up 5-0 in game one of a doubleheader whenever that resumes. 2-2 pitch is lined into deep left center field. Murphy on the move. He's got it. Aguiar is out number 2. So this is the reverse of last inning, where Atencio got off to the quick start, the double play, and then struggled to finish it. Gives up a home run for the first batter this inning, but now two easy outs. Back to Urbina, who hit that double play last inning. So it doesn't look like Fort Myers is any closer to figuring out who's the playoff opponent waiting for them on Tuesday. And what's interesting for Fort Myers is Bradenton cannot host a game next week at its stadium. It's already booked some amateur event or something. So Fort Myers might end up being the host team for all three games if it's Bradenton. If not, they got to go to Dunedin. This ball is fouled back by Urbina. Of course, the Mets know that the scalding hot Palm Beach Cardinals await on Tuesday. 1-2 pitch coming to Urbina, and he swings and misses. Atencio, some anger after that leadoff home run, retires the next three straight. But the home run makes it four straight innings with the single run for the Mighty Muscles. They've slowly built up the lead to 4-0, which is two innings to go.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Parada, Estep, and DeAndre Smith will try to kickstart the Mets offense. He's not scored a run in this series, has not had an extra base hit in this series, has not had a runner at third base in this series. See if this trio can change it. Parada hit by a pitch and a fielder's choice tonight. Kyle Jones out for his second inning of work. Here's a ball fouled away. Good news from the great state of North Carolina. Brooklyn is up 3-0 against Winston-Salem in the top of the ninth. Brooklyn broke a scoreless tie in the seventh on a Joe Swazi home run. And Wilmington is beating Hudson Valley 5-4 in the eighth. Magic number for Brooklyn is 2. A win and a Hudson Valley loss would clinch the second half title for the Cyclones and all those first half and second half St. Lucie Mets. This ball is whacked into right field by Parada. He's got a leadoff single. The Mets have leadoff hit back-to-back innings against Jones.
Next batter, third baseman, number 12, Chase Estep.
Entering the day, Brooklyn a game and a half up on Hudson Valley with 3 to play. So do the math, a Brooklyn win and Hudson Valley loss would make it 2.5 lead with 2 to play, and that's it. And Brooklyn can do it on its own by winning 2 games, including tonight, or having Hudson Valley lose a couple. But the scores hold there. Then Brooklyn makes it in, be the third out of the 5 stateside minor league teams to make the playoffs in the organization. There's a pitch for a ball low. Old friend Jeffrey Colon, who really struggled with St. Lucie last year but was a different pitcher this year, fired 7 shutout innings with 8 strikeouts. He's lowered his ERA in Brooklyn to 1.07. What a season he has had. There's a ball that's popped up by Estep. I think the playoff matchup for Brooklyn, if they make it, would be against Aberdeen. The Ironbirds out of Maryland. Brooklyn would host game 1 on Tuesday and then be on the road Thursday, if necessary, Friday. Same setup in high A as here in single A. 1-2 pitch is swung on and missed by Estep. He strikes out for the second time, and that is the 10th strikeout for the two Muscles pitchers tonight. That means the Mets have provided free chips and queso at Moe's for the second straight game. As I said, with the first strikeout, that's tough to do in a seven-inning game. I thought they might have a different rule for the free chips and queso in a seven-inning game. Maybe you get to eight strikeouts or seven. Well, one out, and this pitch is fouled away by Smith. Ball and a strike. Runner on first. Fort Myers up 4-0. Top of the sixth in a seven-inning game. Pitch is a strike on the corner. Just picked the corner at 94. Foul the way to the left. It's one and two. Looks like Ramon Gomez is throwing in the Mets bullpen. That's the other thing the Mets have to do is the weather like it is, trying to line up pitching for next week. I know Victor Ramos has it all planned out, which is good as this ball is flown into right. And it's going to be caught by Aguiar. He zagged his way to it and caught it. And Victor Ramos, the pitching coach, has it mapped out, at least the starters. But for all these relievers, you got to get some work. But then you have to plan for a doubleheader tomorrow and a game on Sunday. So about getting guys in work when they can, as Kendall swings and misses. And for some of these pitchers, it could be the last time, depending on how the series goes next week. 0-1 pitch to Kendall, and he fouls it up off the first base side. That will stay fair. No, that stayed fair. It rode the line. Looked like it would take the right turn out, but stayed right up the line and picked up by Ross, and he tags Kendall out right in the chest, and the inning is over. So that's two straight innings. Kyle Jones has given up a leadoff single and has not allowed that man to leave first base. Good relief work by him. And the shutout streak for the Mighty Muscles remains intact. Go to the bottom of the sixth, the chance for insurance for Fort Myers.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
It is indeed Ramon Gomez on the mound for St. Lucie in the sixth inning. Unless the Mets have a monster comeback, this could be the last inning pitched by the Mets tonight. Atencio went two, gave up four hits and two runs. One on a homer, a walk, and a strikeout. Only threw half of his pitches for strikes. 22 out of the 44. Not sure why we have a mini delay here. But the home plate umpire, looks like, did he take out a phone out of his pocket? There was a discussion between the home plate umpire, Rob Ginther, and the Fort Myers general manager. Oh, he didn't take a phone out. He took his notebook out to signal the, write down the change, pitching change.
Noah Miller, number 21.
Well, the New York Mets down one in the seventh inning, bases loaded, one out. In Miami, Francisco Lindor comes up and he hit into a double play, and Miami maintains a one-run lead in a critical game for the Mets, who cling to a half-game lead over Atlanta in the East. It's twice today, New York has had a runner on third and one out and has not scored. Tough break as this pitch is swung on and misses as Gomez rears back, and it's 98. It's a swinging strike from Noah Miller, who's 1-for-3 with the single and a run. And then fires in a strike at 98. Ramon Gomez, you know, now that Dylan Teabrake was going to be the Mets closer, really was last week in his team debut, nasty. Now that he's on the injured list, as Miller strikes out swinging on the heater at 97. And Teabrake was going to be quite a weapon, you know, in a late game, you know, closeout situation next week against Palm Beach. Now, you know, Ramon Gomez, he could be that guy. I can imagine him coming in with the adrenaline of a playoff game, you know, hitting 99-100 as he delivers an excellent slider at 86 to Schobel. Let's see if he can get Schobel out, who has not been retired. Two walks and a double. Slider swung on and missed. It's equally as good. Now, Atencio, he was supposed to start game two tonight. He was the first pitcher for the Mets out of the rain delay. So the Mets did plan to use him today at some point, and he was used. But they would have liked to get him something like five innings in and a win in game two. Just two innings, since this ball is fouled away. Half swing and a miss, strike three. Sit down, Tanner Schobel. Fastball at 98, and Schobel just could not react to it quick enough.
Banner up, number 24, catcher Noah Martinez.
Two up, two down on strikeouts, and now here's Noah Cardenas, 1-for-2 with an RBI single. And he takes ball one at 97. And a fast strike at 98. Some arm side run. And a timeout used by Cardenas. That's the one timeout he has. And you get the one timeout. And the minors at the plate during an at-bat, and starting next year, you're going to get the same in the majors. Assuming all of you have heard that by now. The major rule changes coming to the majors that we've been living with all season in the minors. A lot of people out there very angry and upset over it. Wait till you see it, because we've seen it in the minors, and from a fan standpoint, you're going to like it. And if you don't, well, you're just being a contrarian. Players, on the other hand, you know, the minor leaguers, I think they reluctantly deal with it. The major leaguers are going to be more outspoken. But the rule is the rule. Here's a fly into left field, and it will be caught by Rylan Thomas. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for the first time tonight for a Mets pitcher. Good job by Ramon Gomez. Let's see if the Mets can score some runs. They need to score four of them to keep this game going. Go to the seventh, the final inning of regulation, and it's 4-0 Fort Myers.
Tutto Fresco restaurant and patio grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Up in North Carolina, Brooklyn did win 3-0. And Hudson Valley is down to its last three outs in the top of the ninth. Our Brooklyn Cyclones, this could be the night. They join the Mets and the FCL Mets in the postseason. Carlos Dominguez will lead off the top of the seventh for the Mets. Kyle Jones looking for his win in his Fort Myers debut. Throws the ball and then another. Again, because of the lengthy rain delay mid-game, this has been knocked down to a one-game day. And this is it, seven innings. They did not say, well, because we're only playing one, we'll make it nine. Now, if you start a seven-inning game, it's got to be seven. If you start a nine-inning game, it's got to be nine. That's the difference here as over in Daytona as this pitch is a ball high. You know, they did not start game one of a doubleheader as a seven-inning game when they made the change before the game to make it a nine-inning game. And once you start it, you can't change. Dominguez, a major league pop-up in foul territory. Catcher sheds the mask, makes the catch. Almost like a frisbee flip by Cardenas, and that retires Dominguez, who will drop to 0-3.
Next up, catcher number 34, Oscar Campos.
And here's Campos, who is one of the Mets' three singles. Mets have no runs and five singles in 15 innings in this series. And the pitching was supposed to be the weak part of the Fort Myers team. They have figured it out. And this wonky series, as this pitch is a ball inside. And a swing and a miss on a high fastball at 93. Swung on and missed on the two-seamer. That's the 11th strikeout.
Another strikeout brought to you by Quick Copy. That's Copy.
And the Mets are down to their final strike, their final out.
Batter up number two, Eduardo Salazar.
And it's down to Salazar. He's come up twice and struck out twice. And he takes the ball high. And a fastball at 93. So you got the two types of fastballs that Jones is throwing, 93, 94, and then he's got, it's really got three almost as this pitch has swung on and missed. It's got to be a changeup at 89. That pitch That was the one that struck out Campos. Now the Mets are down to the last strike. And this ball is swung on and missed. The changeup again, and the game is over. Right, Jones started jogging towards the dugout, but now he can start the happy high five line. It is a seven-inning game. Just a dominant performance on the mound by the Mighty Muscles, and the Mets just out of sorts with all this weather nonsense here in Fort Myers. Strike out 12 times in seven innings and shut out again. So it's taken a while, but we finally got through game two of this series, which is now just down to a five-game series with a doubleheader tomorrow and a single game on Sunday. It's not been a fun road trip, not on the field and not waiting around. But the Mets, over the next couple of days, Saturday and Sunday, a final chance to get some momentum going to the playoffs. That just did not happen tonight as Fort Myers wins it 4-0. They scored single runs in innings 2 through 5. We'll start right now with the postgame show. No point in waiting this thing out anymore, right? So your final score is 4-0. Let's get to the scoring summary. It started in the second inning as Ben Ross hit a home run to left field against Calvin Ziegler in the second inning. In the third inning, Tanner Scoble started the inning with a double against Ziegler. Then Ziegler walked Cardenas after a pop out through a wild pitch that moved Scoble to third. And then Scoble scored on a ground out. That made it 2-0. After we came back out of the delay in the fourth inning, there was a double play induced by Javier Atencio. But then four straight reached against him, and there was an RBI single by Cardenas that made it 3-0. In the fifth inning, a solo home run off the bat of Keoni Cavaco, his second in as many games, made it 4-0. That's your scoring summary. Moving to the box score, starting with the line score, no runs on 3 hits for the Mets. Offense now been held to 5 singles, no extra base hits, and no runs in 2 games in 16 innings. Fort Myers had 4 runs on 9 hits and no errors. Hitters in the game for the Mets, Murphy, Parada, and Campos had the 3 hits. For Fort Myers, all but the 1-9 hitters got a hit. Ross went 2-for-3, and again, Cavaco hit his 11th home run of the season, Ross his third. Pitchers in the game start with Ziegler, who takes the loss. He will end the regular season with an 0-6 record, 2 2/3, 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 earned runs, 4 walks, and 2 strikeouts. Miguel Alfonseca threw 1 pitch, got 1 out, but it was a hit, no runs. Diaz was knocked out by the rain, only threw 8 pitches. Didn't get an out, didn't give up a hit, a run. And didn't strike out a batter, 1 walk. Atencio, 2 innings, 4 hits, 2 runs, a walk, and a strikeout. And Ramon Gomez, there's really nothing to take away from this game for the Mets other than the fact that he looked really good. A perfect 6th inning with 2 strikeouts, and he threw a lot of strikes. For Fort Myers, Raya will finish the regular season on a positive note. The 4 scoreless innings in the start with the strike with the hit, a walk, and 7 strikeouts. He's likely to be a game 2 starter in the playoffs. Jones in his team debut gets the win with 3 scoreless innings, 2 hits, no walks, 5 strikeouts, a whopping 12 strikeouts and only 1 walk in 7 innings for those 2 Fort Myers pitchers. Ball game was played in 1 hour and 53 minutes. Total time of delays, pregame and midgame, 3 hours and 3 minutes. Generously listed 2,368 baseball-loving souls here at Hammond Stadium. Records now. The Mets dropped to 71-55 overall there. 31-30 in the second half, so got to try to win a couple of games over the weekend to avoid falling to 500 in the half. Fort Myers now 68-57 overall. They are 27-34 in the second half. They're building momentum, something the Mets want to do themselves before the playoffs. Fort Myers has won 5 in a row. So we look at 2 tomorrow. As we were shortchanged the doubleheader today, we will try one tomorrow. Weather forecast looks about the same as it did today, which is good. Today was supposed to be a good day. So was Wednesday. It turned out to be awful. So who knows? I would not cross my fingers if you want to play a doubleheader tomorrow, but that's what's on the docket. A doubleheader, 2 7-inning games starting at 4:30. And prepare for a airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network at 4:20. Of course, pay attention to the website and Twitter at St. Lucie Mets for all your weather updates. With the fireworks going off in the background, we will call it a night. Once again, your final score from Hammond Stadium, Fort Myers 4, St. Lucie nothing. I am Adam McDonald. Thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Friday night. Hope all of you out there listening in and have a pleasant remainder of your evening.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.